From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, December 3rd, 2014. Max Oppen is reporting, and the Register Star Columbia Memorial Hospital has announced plans to sell Catterskill Care to a private management corporation. According to a statement released by the hospital Tuesday, December 2nd, ownership of the 120-bed facility in Jefferson Heights will be transferred to Premier Healthcare Management within the next 12 months. Premier is a for-profit company. CMH President J.P. Callahan called this a transformative time in healthcare and said it has become clear a new operating model was needed for the nursing home. Quote, standalone facilities are less able to achieve the economies of scale necessary to operate in today's environment, unquote, Callahan said. Premier already owns several nursing homes in New York State, and the company has an excellent record of staff retention, a hospital spokesman said. Catterskill Care employs approximately 100 people. CMH will maintain ownership and operation of the attached Green Medical Arts Building. That facility currently houses diagnostic services and physician practices. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail, the town of Catskill is looking at the advantages of changing the job of highway superintendent from an elected position to an appointed one. Catskill Town Supervisor Joseph Leggio said Tuesday, December 2nd, the town is now able to consider the potential for achieving efficiencies by combining highway and other duties into a superintendent of public works position. The change would require voter approval. Leggio said while the state's focus is always on consolidation of services to save money, it would never be possible for the town and village of Catskill to share highway and public works services as long as the village has an appointed position and the town has an elected one. The current highway superintendent will retire December 31st with one more year left in his term. The consensus among the board was the proposal should be brought to the voters, given the potential financial savings that could result from the change. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential, a pair of activist groups, the Alliance for Quality Education and the Center for Popular Democracy, have released a report containing suggestions for better policing and monitoring of public charter school finances. Approximately 90,000 students are enrolled in charters statewide, mostly in New York City. The report asserts that since charters are not subject to all the reporting requirements required of public schools, there has been waste and abuse. It contends the state could lose $54 million to fraud at charter schools this year, based on an accounting system used by fraud examiners. The two groups that released the report are not charter-friendly. The Alliance is funded in part by the State Teachers Union. The Center is aligned with the National Teachers Union, among other groups. Both organizations are calling for a moratorium on charter expansion. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Looking at the local weather forecast, today there's a chance of drizzle, mostly cloudy, with a high near 47. Tonight, a slight chance of showers before 10 p.m., then a slight chance of snow showers after 5 a.m. Mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 28. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Thursday, a slight chance of snow showers before 9 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 39. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 24. Friday, a slight chance of rain after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 39. Friday night, a slight chance of rain before 8 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow, cloudy with a low around 35. Saturday, a chance of rain and snow before 8 a.m., then a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 45. Saturday night, scattered rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 33. Sunrise today was at 7:07 a.m. and sunset today at 4:23 p.m. with the length of the day being 9 hours and 16 minutes. Looking at the public meetings, today is the first Wednesday of the month and WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Cairo Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 512 Main Street in Cairo, 622-3120. The Ghent Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 2306 State Route 66 in Ghent, 392-4644. Green County Legislature Health Services, County Resources, and Public Safety Committees meet at 6 p.m. at County Building, 411 Main Street in Catskill, 719-3270. The Greenport Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Greenport Town Hall, 600 Town Hall Drive in Hudson, 828-4656. The Halcott Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Halcott Grange, 254 County Route 3 in Halcott Center, 845-254-9920. The Hudson Common Council Youth and Aging Committee meeting is at 6 p.m. Arts, Entertainment, and Tourism Committee meeting at 6:45 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson, 828-1030. The Hudson Development Corporation meeting will tentatively meet at 12 noon at 1 North Front Street in Hudson, 751-1044. The Lexington Town Board meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at Municipal Building, 3542 Route 42 in Lexington, 986-6303. The Livingston Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, County Route 19 in Livingston, 851-9441. The New Baltimore Zoning Board of Appeals meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall, 3809 County Route 51 in Hanacroc, 756-6671. And the Philmont Library Board of Trustees meeting is at 7 p.m. at the library, 101 Main Street in Philmont, 672-5010. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, December 3rd, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.